Proclamation number 4353, dated the June 25th, 1948. Disintegration. Work of destruction. Renewed banishment. Spiritual progress can never be achieved in a world of hatred and unkindness, and therefore the Earth is failing in its real purpose of helping the spiritual substances embodied in it to attain higher development. Therefore the time has come for the manifold creations, which are intended to accomplish this purpose, to be dissolved and to release the spirits for the purpose of receiving new forms. For humanity, however, this disintegration signifies a fall from its already achieved advancement into the deepest abyss. It signifies a return into hardest matter and a repeated process through all works of creation on the new earth. But due to the lack of love, people are completely ignorant and have neither time nor will to dwell on what lies ahead of them if the information is presented to them. They do not concern themselves with spiritual problems, and this, too, is a sign that the time of the disintegration of the old earth has come. They are not open to any relevant clarification, they only live for their earthly interests and refuse all spiritual conversations. Consequently, admonitions and warnings are fruitless. If, however, there is no further likelihood for a spiritual change to take place on Earth, if a spiritual forward motion is completely out of the question, then only a complete decline can be expected. But God will not allow this to happen. Instead, He will transform the Earth prior to it. This certainly involves a complete work of destruction, yet it is intended in the plan of eternity in order to provide the completely degenerated human race, that is, the bound souls within, with the possibility of higher development again, because God's infinite love will never let anything fall completely, even if it is still totally opposed to Him. Earth's final destruction is therefore an act of supreme compassion at the same time, yet it will come to pass without fail in order to prevent an even further decline of people who, due to their heartlessness, have already severed every connection with God and widened the gulf between Him and themselves, and thus lack all strength for higher development. And this is why God will come to their assistance. He will deprive them of their external cover and confine the spirits again, so that the infinitely wide chasm, which was established by people's free will, shall become less again in the state of compulsion, so that the spiritual substance will come closer to God again in the constrained state and once again receive the opportunity to use its freedom of will correctly in order to attain God, if only after an infinitely long time. Amen.